Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Running a little bit late this morning, had a bit on this morning. We have got our preview coming your way for this afternoon's game. Obviously a big afternoon for me. If you watch About Even, our betting show with Hello Sport, we have a thing called the Hot Seat, which is it goes for 11 weeks at a time. So we started this 2 weeks before the NRL season started. Every week there is someone who's sitting in the hot seat. They have to put on a bet that's over, that's $1.90 or over. And if they win, they continue betting the week after. And at the end of the 11 weeks, whoever's left sitting in the hot seat takes home $1,000 cold hard cash. The great Eddie Simpson from Hello Sport is in the hot seat this week. If he wins, he wins a grand. If he loses, I actually slide into that hot seat and take home $1,000. His bet this afternoon is the Sharkies minus 13.5. So it's absolutely torrential out there, which has got me a little bit excited that the Dragons might be a sniff. They don't have to win. They just have to lose by less than 13. So very, very exciting afternoon. Stay tuned on the socials and everything to keep up to date with that. Obviously, that show brought to you by Neds, our partners for 2024. Let's have a look at the first game, though. 2 p.m., we've got the Newcastle Knights and the Wars going head-to-head. For the Knights, David Armstrong at fullback off a fantastic debut last week. Greg Marshew on one wing. Looks like he has overcome his injury and will feature in this one. Anaro Tuala on the other side. Gagai and Bradman Best in the centres. Tyson Gamble responsibly at 5'8 with Jacko Hastings in jersey 7. Leo Thompson and Jack Hetherington in the front row. Jaden Brayley at 9. Dylan Lucas and Kai Pierce-Paul on the edges with Adam Elliott in jersey 13. Coming off the bench for the Newcastle Knights, Phoenix Crossland, Daniel Saifidi, Jed Cartwright and Brody Jones. Their extended bench, Matty Croaks and Thomas Cart. Let's have a look at the New Zealand Warriors. At fullback, Chance, Nickel Klokstad, Dallin Watene Zalesniak on one wing, Marcelo Montoya on the other side, Rocco Berry and Roger Tuivasa-Sheck in the centres, Tamare Martin and Sean Johnson in the halves. Adam Fanua-Blake starts in the front row with Mitchy Barnett, Wade Egan in jersey 9, Jackson Ford and Kurt Capel on the edges with Tohu Harris, the skipper, in jersey 13. The bench made up of Dill Walker, Tom Arle, Jacob Laban and Bunty R. Fowler. Their extended bench, Adam Pompey and Tane Taupiki. They are the two sides for this afternoon. I like the Knights for an upset all week, but the closer we get, I don't know, the more I'm sort of leaning towards the Warriors now, to be honest with you. I think they will get it done up in the wet there. It's been a disappointing few weeks for the New Zealand Warriors. I just think their forward pack might be too strong. You have a look at this Knights side. Starting front row forwards of Leo Thompson and Jack Hetherington. Jacob Saifidi out. You look at their bench. You've got Crossland, Daniel Saifidi, Jed Cartwright, Brody Jones. I just think the Warriors might be too strong through the middle, and I think that playing in the wet, it just really simplifies it all, and I think this is where Wade Egan will really come into his own, working those boys around the ruck. I prefer the Warriors bench. I like Dylan Walker coming on, playing jersey 13 as well. So I am going to switch. I'm going to go the Warriors today, guys, and I think they'll win by about 8 points up there in Newcastle. As far as my bets for this game, the New Zealand Warriors minus 4.5 is the line. I don't mind that. I think they just get across the line on that one. My anytime try scorers that I like here, Jackson Ford He's at $4.10 in the wet weather. They'll be playing short. I also like Wade Egan. But the one that I really like coming off the bench is Dylan Walker. Now, betting on bench players for ATS, I know a lot of people don't like it. But Dylan Walker, 6.25. I just like the leg speed that he brings. I think he'll be better for the run next week. And I can see Dylan Walker crossing over at $6.25. So as far as the Knights, I'm not quite sure where their points come from. I think the New Zealand Warriors put up a very good defensive effort here too. So forward, Wade Egan, Dylan Walker are the guys I'm looking at. Walker, 6.25. I just got a feeling about Dil Walker this afternoon. Let's have a look at the late game. We've got the Sharkies taking on the St. George Illawarra Dragons. I'm sure you've seen the vision. If you haven't, go and have a look at NRL on 9, I believe it is. The field is almost underwater over there at Shark Park. They'll do plenty of draining over the next few hours, but I think there is plenty of rain coming the way of Cronulla as well. So an interesting one to see how that field looks come kickoff. Let's have a look at Craig Fitzgibbon's lineup at fullback Will Kennedy. On the wings, Sione Katoa and Mulitalo. Ramian and Ito line up in the centres. Dan Atkinson at 5'8 still. Nico Hines wears jersey 7. Tommy Hazelden in the front row with Oregon Corfusi. Blake Braley at 9. Britton Nicotter on the right edge. Teague Wilton lines up on the left edge with Cam McInnes putting his hand up for Origin duties in jersey 13. The bench for the Sharkies, Jack Williams, Sifo Talakai, Toby Rudolph and Braden Hamlin-Nuele with Hirotti and Royce Hunt on their extended as it stands. Let's have a look at Shane Flanagan's side. Plenty of talk after his side's loss last week, conceding 60 points to the Sydney Roosters, and then a lot of the press conference was about this clash with the Sharkies, so I have no doubt Shane Flanagan very, very keen for this one. Tyrell Sloan at fullback, Christian Tuipulotu on one wing, Ravalara on the other side, Jack Bird and Zach Lomax are the Dragons centres, Kyle Flanagan at 5'8", and the skipper Benny Hunt in jersey 7. They're going to need an improved performance out of Benny Hunt in today's conditions. Francis Molo and Harm Selle in the front row, Jacob Little in jersey 9, Raymond Faitala Mariner and Jaden Sewer on the edges with Tommy Eisenhuth in jersey 13. New Brown, Blake Laurie, Jack DeBellin and Ben Murdoch-Masilla make up Flanagan's bench there. Molo and Fangai on the extended. I think a big talking point out of last week was that Moses Suli got injured early, so they were down a centre. But the big ramifications of that was they had to move Tommy Eisenhuth out to the centres. They lost him through the middle, and I think they really lack when they don't have him through there. I think he's a really important player to this side. So I am expecting an improved performance by the St. George Illawarra Dragons in this game. But once again, maybe I am a little bit biased because I'm obviously heavily cheering on the Dragons in this one. There's only two players that I really like for any time try scorers in this game. I think a lot of the Sharkies, considering the conditions and how wet it is, I think some of them are just wildly fucking short in this game. I can't believe how short some of them are. The one that I do like is, of course, Nico Hines. Had a huge few weeks. He's taken control of this side. We all know what Nico Hines is capable of in the wet weather with the long flowing locks. So Nico Hines at $3.50 is the one that's caught my eye from the Sharkies. From the Dragons, once again, you're getting $3.50 for Zach Lomax again. I am willing to take that. So much of their attack revolves around him at $3.50. So Nico Hines and Zach Lomax this afternoon. I'm going to take the Sharkies to win this one by about 8 points, and I'm going to take the Warriors to win the first game by about 8 points as well. I think you get two reasonably similar affairs this afternoon. Make sure, guys, you head over to the Neds app and keep an eye on the great Eddie Simpson and his bet this afternoon. If the Sharkies win by more than 13.5 points, he takes home $1,000 in cold hard cash. If the Dragons win or they lose by less than 13, you'll find $1,000 coming my way. So very, very exciting. Hopefully the rain keeps coming, and hopefully Shane Flanagan this week can get a pulse out of his footy side, because fuck it'd make for a very, very entertaining Sunday.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.